All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for the world since he rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures forever, amen. So always keep him first, always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, always evermore, most definitely. Welcome everyone, I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All of those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all entered earth everywhere. Anybody who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Everybody's reading the Bible, God bless you also. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all entered earth everywhere. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kids, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business, the Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back, amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in the twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp of oil. Let's stand our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him to seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation, trouble, and fear. Fear God and keep the commandments. Make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, morals, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart. Keep the law in your mind, your inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward and enjoy people forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life, always over people who give life to the Messiah. Follow the way, truth, the life, every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go through today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son, died for the world, since he rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. Your nightly prayer is based on Psalm 137, verse 1. It starts off with a different psalm of scriptures. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Devotion based on Psalm 118. Divine manufacturing to stamp on every day the Lord has made transforms ordinary days into divine gifts. This day, not yesterday or tomorrow, but today, we will state determination, not feeling. Rejoicing becomes choice, not consequence. Gladness follows decision, not circumstances. Every day is custom made by an infinite craftsman, by the Most High God, the Creator. Very creative for specific purposes. Bad days are still God-made days. The maker's mark guarantees the day's worth. Choose gladness because God chose to make this day. Acts reflection. Adoration, Creator God, you craft each day with purpose. Every day bears your signature. I worship you, divine day maker. Confession. I confess complaining about days you carefully made at times. When I complain at times. Thanksgiving. Thank you for making this specific day. Yes, supplication. Help me rejoice and be glad in this day you've made and forevermore. Amen. We touch and agree forever, most definitely. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept, but we remembered Zion. Psalm 137, verse 1. Prayer. Dear God, as I lay down to rest my weary head later tonight, I pray to be delivered from the darkness surrounding me. Just as the Israelites were held captive in Babylon, I feel trapped by my thoughts and anxiety. But Lord, you led the Israelites out of captivity. You are mighty and establish your glory. Let your light cast out the shadows that haunt me and anybody else, and your love washes away the stains of my transgressions and everybody else's. May your grace be a soothing balm to my soul, and may your mercy lift my burdened heart. May the morning bring new hope and joy, and may I rest in knowing your love. Thank you for always being my refuge and strength and never leaving me to face my troubles alone. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community. Prayer requests for people to have more financial stability and better jobs as well, and help and breakthroughs and things of that nature around us, and better transportation of new vehicles, and help us getting around with groceries and substance and everything like that day to day in these hard, crazy times, during these perilous times. Okay, let's continue further with the daily prayer based on Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Starts off with a quote: God's power moves us from affliction to action. Quote, scripture of the day. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ makes thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. Ananias, Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Prayer. I want to thank you, Lord, for all the years that you've loved me and guided me to get where I am now. As I stand before others, may my testimony serve as a badge of honor to your goodness and faithfulness to those who love and serve you. Don't let anyone for one moment doubt your faithfulness and goodness when they look at all that you've done in my life. Like Tabitha and Ananias in today's reading, I acknowledge that you have given me the power to speak life into people who have been bedridden and sidelined in life. When I come face to face with these situations, I'll activate the same faith that Peter used to heal all those he came in contact with. I will not doubt whether or not it will happen. Instead, I will put my faith in you and watch as your spirit fills them so that you can get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We touch and agree. Bible in a year, bedridden. Have you ever felt confined by circumstances that seemed unchangeable? The story of Peter's encounter with Ananias and Tabitha reveals the transformative power of God's intervention in our lives. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, was instrumental in bringing about these miracles, demonstrating that in Jesus' name, even the most desperate situations can be turned around. In Lydda, Peter met Ananias, who had been bedridden for 8 years. At Peter's command in Jesus' name, Aeneas was immediately healed. Amen. Fruit of the Spirit, action, gratitude. Thank God for your physical body with all its flaws and all. Just thank God for everything, every day, forever. Amen. We touch and agree. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsel upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah barakathah. Prayers are for all peoples, all demographics, all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes, the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the abundant life. Yes, the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of the Lamb's Book of Life, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One of Israel, the hope of Israel, the hope of his people, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, the hope of his people. The image of God, Yah, Yehovah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha Hamashiach, Yeshua Hamashiach, Yahawashai, Elohim, Adonai, Abba, Yahawah Bashem, Yah, Jah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is a King of Israel, amen. He's a King of Kings, hallelujah. He's a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King. The King with multiple crowns. The King of heaven, the King of Zion. Very beautiful King. The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb without spot, without blemish. The last Adam, the second Adam. The lawgiver. The leader, commander. The life, the lie of the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The living one, the living stone. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The life giver. The Lord of all. The Lord of Lord. The Lord of glory. The Lord of lords. The Lord of the Sabbath. The Lord of the harvest. The man from heaven. The man of sorrows. The mediator of the new covenant. The mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrected, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one. The radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rock of Israel, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the same yesterday, today, forever, the seed of woman, the shepherd, the bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbinai, the sustained, the sufficient one, the star out of Jacob, the suffering symbol, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the bread from heaven, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, the life. Praise him, the way everlasting, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Yehovah, the word of Yehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him most definitely. We know that his word is purifying silver, fine, a furnace of clay. 7 times David said in Psalms, we know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. Let me touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek, the sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Prayers for all of you out there. Stay strong out there, okay? I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Prayer for you all. Peace.